Okay, just one moment, sir. Sir, could you state your full name and your ADC number for us? Okay, sir, you... Okay, sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the members that are conducting the hearing today, sir. We have a two-panel member today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones and myself, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm acting as your panel chair. And, sir, also representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing your parole officer in the Department of Corrections. Sir, prior to today, you received and signed a notification form notifying you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, sir, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or you represented yourself today?
Represented myself.
Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to swear you along with Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay, Mr. Adele, your hearing today are going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, sir. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, sir. When I read them to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about August 21st, 2017 per the task lab report dated August 22nd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
On the alcohol situation, my parole officer asked me throughout the time that you've been out, Adele, did you drink any alcohol? I told him I took a sip.
Okay, so was that on August 21st, sir?
Right around there.
Okay,
yes.
So is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. So condition, your allegation number 3 states that you're in violation of supervision on supervision 14A as demonstrated by your failure to charge the tracking device in an electrical outlet for at least 2 hours each day, which you are responsible for ensuring that the tracking device remained charged on or about September 3rd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you.
Can I speak on that?
You will, sir. We're going to phase two. You'll have the opportunity to speak on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your third allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision 14A is demonstrated by your failure to charge your tracking device and electrical outlet for at least 2 hours each day. You are responsible for ensuring that the tracking device remain charged on or about September 20th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Adele, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first hearing some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to be coming back to you, sir, with any additional information or information you want to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Adele was released from DOC custody on June 20th of 2017. He was arrested on September 20th of 2017. By the electronic monitoring unit in a field arrest on his tech violation and returned back to custody that same day, with 0 abscond days with a community supervision end date of March 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, burglary, third degree, 5 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1979, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 1979, theft of vehicle, 2 years. 1981, sexual assault, 7 years. 1987, failure to give info, 2 years, 3 months. 1987, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1989, burglary, second degree, 5 years. 1993, sexual assault, 10 years. in 2002, burglary, second degree, 10 years. He's had 7 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 1. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term supervision, 1980, mandatory release completion, 1 month, 16 days. 1985, mandatory release completion, 4 months. 1992, earned release completion, 1 month, 7 days. In 2010, TIS Tech violator, returned to Cuzzy and revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with stealing, possession of narcotics noted. He has a community risk score of G3, B4, and is a level 3 registrable notifiable sex offender.
Okay, Mr. Dell, I see that when you were, or at least you were pre-approved to reside with your mother at 1757 West Wayland Avenue in Phoenix. You were remained at the residence since your release. You've not requested any change or a different address. Is that right, sir?
That's right.
Okay, sir. Says you were working nearly full-time for the offender. Had a day labor supervisor reported doing an excellent job assisting with digging up and plumbing pipes and assisting in replacing plumbing. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you still working there at the time that you were arrested, sir?
I was working there, they came and they handcuffed me and they violated me. At that time, he told me the reason why I'm violating you is because you did not charge the monitor.
Okay.
And when I got up this morning to go to work, I was supposed to have charged the monitor last night. I got up late for work and I took off to work. And when I got to work, the monitor, I hadn't charged it. So shortly after that, my parole officer came to my job and he told me this is serious stuff. I told him I was sorry, but he said, well, I'm gonna have to handcuff you and take you in.
Okay. So it says that you assigned a task color for, you announced for Navy, you submitted 4 UA tests since your release. Your tests on 7/21, 8/28, and September 6th, 20 were negative for prohibited substance. Then you had a test on August 21st, which was positive for alcohol. The defendant was referred to Sex Offender Treatment Council during your intake on June 20th. And said that you referred to Arizona Center for Change. However, Arizona Center for Change has made attempts to contact you and you to schedule an intake and you were unsuccessful. How come you didn't go to your intake at Arizona Center for Exchange, sir?
For that, you're talking about the sex program I was going to?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to it. I completed it at the time. I had drunk some alcohol or something of that nature during that time and I got violated. And I notified the sex offender program thing that I was being violated. My parole officer violated me for drinking some alcohol. I had just drunk a little alcohol and was violated for that reason way back then.
So how much
at the time?
Go ahead, sir.
At the time when I got out, shortly after I got out of prison, I went straight to work, and I've been working all this time until I got arrested at my job site for not charging the monitor.
So, sir, why aren't you charging your monitor?
It was the first time that I forgot. I've been charging the monitor throughout the time I was on it for the whole 4 months. And I forgot that one time I got up late. And I went to work. And when I got to work, I realized that I hadn't charged it that night. I tried to contact my parole officer, but at the time where I was at, laying the pipe, the water pipeline, there was no way I could get to him to call him and let him know that reason.
Okay, so but it shows on here that you had 2 violations of not charging. You had one on September 20th and the other one on September 3rd.
Well, far as I know, it wasn't, they just told me to make sure that I keep in charge. I was at the parole office at that time. They told me, they put it, that was the day they put it on me. They told me, make sure it stay charged. And I told them, okay, I would do that. And shortly after that, I wore the monitor throughout that, the 3 months I had it on, the 2 months I had it on. I kept charging it until that one day. And when I did forget to charge it, I got violated for it.
Okay, Mr. Osborne, does it say anything else that he's been reporting or a crime notes? How's he been?
Sorry, sir?
How has he been with his PO? Has he been reporting and following other than the two incidents where he didn't have his charger?
Well, it's the one charging incident, there's those two incidents. Then there was the ingesting. He admitted to not just a couple sips, but a couple cans of beer. But that was it. He didn't do any drugs. The offender was redirected not to ingest any intoxicating beverages while on supervision, and he was sanctioned to at least 90 days to DPS monitoring, increased UA testing, increased contacts, and CHC counseling for substance abuse programming. He was advised any additional violations would result in increased sanctions, including return to custody.
Okay, Mr. Dell, you do understand the importance of charging that monitor, don't you?
Yeah.
That there is no room for you to say that you forgot. If you forgot, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, I talked to my parole officer and he did tell me that this is important. Make sure you keep it charged. So I tried my best to try to keep it charged as much as I possibly can. The reason why I didn't get charged that particular day is because I had got up and I was running late and I took off to work. And it was my fault. I tried to get on the phone to contact him and let him know. At the time, I wasn't able to get on no phone. And I sat for a while longer doing my job, and shortly after that they came and he told me, hey Dell, I told you this is serious. Make sure you charge it. I told him I had got up late and I was intending to charge it, but it's my fault.
So Mr. Dell, do you understand that no excuses is acceptable? Any excuse you come up with is going to be unacceptable for not charging that?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sam.
I admit I was wrong.
And you know you're not supposed to be drinking alcohol.
Yes. I wasn't really drinking no alcohol throughout the time I've been on.
Well, you told the PO, I think, that you had a couple of beers, so.
No, I told my PO that I slipped. I slipped on some beer, and that was it.
Well, that's what you can't do, sir.
I told him I just slipped on some beer. I was not drinking beer.
Mr. Dell, per the task lab report dated August 22nd, it says that you had alcohol. So in order to get that, sir, you would have had more than a couple of sips, okay?
You said that my parole officer would have notified me
I'm gonna look at this report and see. But you're saying that you only had a couple of sips, but apparently you had more than a couple of sips according to what this is saying. But I'm gonna see if my colleague has any questions, sir.
No, thank you, Mr. Johnson.
All
Throughout
the time I was out there, I was doing my best to stay out of trouble. I wasn't using no kind of dangerous drugs or getting into trouble. I was just going to work. Okay, Mr. Dell, the board's going to go into discussion. So I want to give you the opportunity, if you have any last minute comment or any information you want to present to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir.
Yes, I know I was wrong. I was just trying to do the right thing. I was working, going to work every day. I wasn't using no drink, dangerous drugs. I did admit to my parole officer that I took a sip of some beer. which I know that was wrong for that, and I shouldn't have done it. But the bottom line, I was out there working, and I was starting to stay out of trouble.
Okay, sir, so something that I didn't really get clear, you didn't really clarify for me. You had two incidents where your phone, your system wasn't charged up. What was the first incident, sir?
Well, supposedly the first incident was supposed to be when I was getting the monitor put on. He told me that you are not to be not charging this. And then he also told me if you forget to charge this battery, this monitor control, you can get violated. At that time, when it got put on, I did my best and I made sure it never went wrong until that one particular day. I forgot to charge it and I got violated.
Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Dell. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent and stay on the phone while the board's in discussion, sir. We'll be right back with you with a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board's in discussion. Mr. Dell was working. He did have a place where he was staying at. He had two incidents where he didn't charge up his charger for 2 hours, and I'm still not real clear on why. I know one incident, which was the last one, that he was at work and he forgot to charge it, but the first one I'm not real clear on. And then he said he only had two sips of beer, and according to the reports in the PO, he told the PO he had two beers. Is that what you said?
A couple cans
of beer. And there's a big difference between a couple of cans of beer and two beers. I think that Mr. Dell is trying to do the right thing, but he's conflicting in his stories that he's actually telling on him, and then I'm having a difficult time with him being in conflict with the stories that he's actually telling. But I'm going to be willing to listen to my colleague, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll defer to Mr. Osborne just for a second, but in the follow-up of the case supervision summary, it looks like there was actually five battery violations, correct? He just charged the two for the warrant?
Yes, sir. There were multiple violations, but he just did the two on the warrant.
Understood. And I see that there's the task lab report, but is there anything more specific than that on the alcohol? It just is positive, and then the cutoff level, I'm not seeing the...
Yes, so the ETG, that's pretty much as specific as you can get. That's better than regular alcohol test. That says the ethylglycol test, glyconide test is one of the best tests you can get. And it does take more than a couple shifts to test positive.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. I know the testing, I'm not questioning the quality of testing as much as the what the cutoff level would suggest.
Yes, because it could detect in your system for up to 3 to 4 days, and for that, it's quite a bit more than a couple of shifts.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. All right, then, with that information, based on that information, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. And Mr. Dell found that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, as he failed several times to charge up his charger, and is not known where or what he was doing during that period of time. Also, that he was drinking alcohol, which is a prohibited thing for him to be doing.
Second.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dell, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be reinstated on March 21st of 2018, sir. I do want to thank you for taking the time to appear at your hearing, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, Mr. Dell.
Thank you.